Welcome to another episode of the ADHD Hour. This is where it's not even going to be an hour. Just spoiler alert. Also,
because our ADHD is too strong, we don't go for an hour.
We can't go for an hour. Our attention is all over the place.
That's why I told my girl so she doesn't get disappointed.
But this is going to be a nice little break from all the lame-ass news that have been bombarding your news feeds. Trump this, Trump that, trends this, trends that. This is a nice, low, safe space for you to listen to a bunch of ADHD. What?
I think it's really cool that women are stepping up and not letting men play in their sports. Like, men get
Okay, sorry. I said we're not covering these divisive topics.
They're not divisive. Everybody agrees on the trend stuff, but continue.
Which, I already picked a side. Have you? Picked the side that's going to get me laid the most. Which side did you pick?
You want to sleep with trans men?
That's not what I said.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks.
Wait, trans men, that would make me gay if I sleep with trans men. Trans men are women who transition to being men. Therefore, they still got a pussy.
Hey, all that shit is confusing. Once a nigga, always a nigga. Once a bitch, always a bitch.
Let's move along.
Yeah, sorry about that,
guys. Because this is not about any of the real issues in the world. We're going to bring you guys some fun, lighthearted, air quotes, issues, okay?
Dime.
Which ethnicity, nationality, race, or whatever do you think have the most beautiful people?
That's divisive. You don't think that's divisive?
That's not divisive. We're just stating a preference.
Oh my God.
The internet has never reacted poorly to people sharing their preference or their opinions on anything. Like,
yeah, okay.
It's a sacred thing on the internet. People, everyone knows.
Respect it. They respect your preference.
Everyone knows when you share your opinion or your preference on the internet, it gets received with understanding. Okay? And fanfare.
And a woman. Okay. I've been saying this for a couple of months now because I realized it. I think, okay, is it both men and women or just women for now and then we do men later?
Both men and women. Like, if you sum it all up, just the most attractive people.
Pause, because I don't think men are attractive, but if I were to agree that men are attractive.
Stop pretending that you've never said this before.
Nigga!
Go ahead.
I think Indian women, like, as far as facial features, like, are the most attractive, like, pretty, like, the prettiest women. Or Indian women, because I have a type for, I guess, triangular face. I think men, as far as men, it's us niggas, bro. Like, no homo, but niggas look good.
Black men are the most attractive.
Yeah.
When it comes to men.
Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to women, I think Indian women have the best facial features. Now, when it comes to hotness, you gotta give it to the blackies and the Latinas, bitch.
So melanin is what you find most attractive, like, because the Indians have melanin.
Yes.
Latinas, most of them have
melanin. I don't like that pale skin, like that translucent skin where you can see like the veins like really bright green or bright blue or whatever the fuck. Like, that shit is weird to me. Like, no offense to any white people. Like,
come on, there's nothing.
I fuck with y'all, but like,
there's some benefits to that.
It feels like frail. Like, you can even choke a bitch because she's gonna bruise and like, and then
there's a fucking bruise. There's like, what the fuck? There's a benefit to it. You don't have to sleep with a nightlight. They could just be your nightlight.
That's true. And when you're thinking, okay, there are some challenges when it comes to that though. What? When if they're taking pictures by themselves, they're good under any lighting condition.
Uh-huh.
Right? But once you introduce a darker skinned person next to them, it's all fucked up.
The exposure gets all out of whack.
Yeah, because it's gonna dim down to compensate for the white skin. So if you're dark, you're gonna be even darker.
You know why I hate niggas like you? We take a fun, lighthearted, slightly racist topic and you turn it into a fucking education special.
We're educators.
We're not learning about fucking cameras and exposure and all that bullshit, okay?
We're educators.
Now my turn.
What's your pick?
My turn. Most attractive people. They would have to be an alien from outer space because humanity is just ugly. You feel me? All these wars, all these divisions.
Shut the fuck up, man. Okay.
I would say most attractive women based on whatever, ethnicity, country, blah, 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 blah. I might have to go with, no, but Asians, they're borderline plain, too plain. The ones that stand out have to have some like big features.
I think Asians are cute, to be honest. I think they slept on, but continue.
I don't know. They look too, juvenile, too young.
They do look innocent. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, this may sound wrong, but like maybe, is it East? West Asians? Whatever the fuck. The Thailand area.
Mm-hmm.
No lady boys, but you know.
They have melanin though.
Vietnamese?
They have melanin.
I know, though. That's what I'm saying. Melanin. I think melanin makes you more attractive.
Yes. You still haven't picked.
I don't know. I just love them all. I don't
fucking pick. No. I don't discriminate. No, nigga. No. You're going to pick one.
I do not discriminate.
You're going to fucking
I'm
pick
sorry.
One.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. As long as you have some melanin in you, I think.
You know what? I believe you. Because this nigga only dated Africans. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Only Africans?
Yes.
Yeah, really... I dated. Wait.
They don't even know your dating history.
Here's my date facts. 2 Haitians, 1 African. What's the other one?
That's it.
What the fuck?
You got no bodies, boy. Oh, no.
3 Haitians.
2 Africans. 1 African.
1 African. I only need
2 Africans.
Boyfriend and girlfriend with 1 African.
2 Africans. We're not going to get you in trouble by not claiming the other one. But
wait, hold on. Well, there's 1 African-American.
She's African. She was Nigerian.
2 Haitians. Not that one. Remember, I forgot about the African-American one. Oh. Anyway, good thing I don't talk to them anymore, so...
Which African American? Oh, I know.
Exactly. Your favorite one. Anyway.
Fuck you.
I think.
No. Would you smash your twin brother's ex?
Have sex with my twin brother's ex?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no, because you pick ugly bitches.
What the? Hey, that is not true. Out of all of our partners,
his taste
you had
women,
the ugliest hoe.
No, your taste
you only had one good looking girl.
I only had one good-looking girl?
Only one. And it was the African-American.
Whoa. So what happened with the egotistical one?
Which one are you talking about?
The most recent.
Oh. She was all right.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about like.
You have a type. That's why.
What? You know the African-American
one. No.
She was pretty as hell. She was really pretty.
No, I know that.
I'm right.
That.
And that's the only pretty chick you had.
Only pretty chick? That's you racist. Just because you've dated more Latinas,
nigga,
you dated more attractive.
I'm 50. No, that's not true. I've had at least minimum 2 pretty bitches. Minimum. You've only had one.
I've only had one pretty. I've dated one pretty girl?
Yes. Woo! Hey, girls, if you guys are watching this video, don't worry about it. We're not really. We're speaking facts, but not facts.
We're talking about face here, right?
Yes.
I think only out of which 4 or 5? 4. Out of 4. Wait, 4? How many did I date? Fuck. Out of 4, I think only
ladies,
one space was questionable.
Who?
Wait, who am I counting? How about this?
They weren't ugly, but I'm just saying, okay. Like, you trying to come for me about ugly bitches.
It was
when
a joke, but I see it hit you hard.
No, it did not, because I'm putting your business out there because, you know,
you got hurt.
You be lacking. No.
You date ugly bitches. You like white women, so you have to compensate by saying, oh my God, melanin is so beautiful.
Okay. Now this nigga is projecting.
I've only dated black bitches. You on the other hand.
And I've dated black bitches. And Hispanic bitches.
Nigga, they look white.
No, they don't. Don't play. Have you seen? No, only one. Only one looked white.
Only one looked white?
Yeah, and that's because she was Cuban, so.
Let's
not put our purposes out there. Come on. So you said you wouldn't smash my exes, and I would smash your, wouldn't smash your exes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Okay, there's this thing that happens with twins. As soon as one twin is interested in a woman, completely off. Like, if he ever has any interest into a girl, in a woman, she just falls off from me. Except that one time, that girl at the mall.
Who?
That little girl, she was looking at the mall. And
don't say little girl. That sounds so bad.
No, what I'm saying, like, she was like...
That little shawty.
She was a shawty. She was a shawty.
There you go, that little shawty.
Like, that was the one I'm like, she kind of cute. I'm like, is they going to do anything with that? Because I try, try to do something. But I'm like... But after that, I was like, ugh.
I don't even think it's a twin thing. I think any normal person, any normal guy, once your sibling is into a woman, you're
That's not
supposed
true.
To...
Brothers and sisters be fucking each other's partners before.
White brothers and sisters, you think?
It makes no sense to me if I have a sibling who's into someone and I'm like, I'm going to have to get that sloppy sex.
Well, if you're in the household and you guys are super competitive, then that does tend to happen. Shit.
That's weird.
It has happened where the dad will steal the son's girl. Or the son would steal the dad's girl. So, yeah.
That makes a nice family reunion.
Gotta love the human experience.
No, but would you... To me, even with my friends, I wouldn't... Even if I've had a conversation with you for, like, a couple of days, or if we're even associates, mm-hmm. and I know you dated someone, I'm not interested in that bitch. I'm not talking to that woman. I mean, it's too fresh. It's like knowing the last dick that was in the garage.
But any girl that you date who's not a virgin has had a dick in
the garage. No, but I'm saying it's too fresh because you know the last dick that was in there. Me personally.
So because you know it?
And because I know the last dick that was in there, it turns me off for some reason.
That's kind of wild.
Because I know the last dick is like, what? Well...
I would not smash a friend's girl.
It's like it, no, it,
or ex.
There's a perfect example. It's like using the toilet seat after someone else was already on there. It's warm. It's still warm. You don't want to sit on a warm toilet seat.
It does feel nasty, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's the same thing for me. It's like if I know the last dick that was in there.
You know what? You convinced me because like I remember I had to go use the bathroom after somebody else who lived. I need to go into details. I'm like, oh my God, I know that person just used it. Uh-huh. I don't want to put my eyes there.
Exactly.
So I put some soap and I cleaned that bitch up and then I sat down.
Exactly. Once you know what was in that garage, you don't want to park your car in her garage.
You're right.
I need to.
So then how long will it take for you to be okay with it? Like, let's say you knew them in college, right?
She needs to have had caught a couple bodies afterwards that I know nothing about.
Oh, that's disgusting. Okay, so let's say you were in college and your friend was dating this girl. Like, oh, you always thought she was cute, but you never did anything. And then 10 years later, you meet her. Like, oh, shit, hey. And then you guys run into each other. And then she tells you, oh, no, me and so-and-so are no longer dating. And you still think she's fine and you want to holler.
Did she have a couple dicks after the...
You don't know that yet. It's been like 10 years since college.
I need to know first. I need to know.
Really?
That she smashed.
But time has passed. 10 years has passed.
It doesn't matter. I cannot know the last dick she's had. I can't know. I can't know. It just throws me off. It goes, ugh.
Time heals everything.
I cannot know the last dick she has. If I know she's had a couple more dicks after the last dick that I know of, I'm cool.
That's terrible.
But if I know the last dick she has.
I think you have issues.
I call it being smart.
I think you have issues.
I think you're smart.
You need to see a therapist.
I do not need to see a therapist. Not everybody needs a therapist.
All right, guys. Put therapist in the chat. Chat. if y'all think whatever his name is needs a therapy.
Young God.
YG. If y'all think YG needs therapy, put a thumbs up in the chat, guys. Put a thumbs up in the chat.
You know how people say, everyone needs therapy. Everyone needs...
You believe everyone needs therapy?
Absolutely.
Everyone.
Everyone needs therapy.
Everyone needs therapy.
Every single one. Are you going to therapy?
Me? I'm not everyone. I'm the one.
Get off my fucking face before I call Dr. Umar on your bitch ass.
Why? Because you did it snow bunnies?
Does Dr. Umar consider white Latinas snow bunnies?
I don't know. I don't know what this... I don't know. This nigga is just like pro black. Black on black on black on black on black on black. That's what he's on. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure he condemns any dating outside of...
The race.
Yeah. Even if it's a...
Do you think it's a less of an offense if you date like a Latina who's not white passing? They're not considered bunnies, right?
That's a good question. I don't listen to Dr. Umar enough to know his views on dating Latinas, to be honest with you. But I feel like that nigga just went to an extreme as opposed to having nuances with his conversations about relationships. Everything else, I fuck with him about. But like the whole relationship aspect, I'm like, what? Human beings are human beings. Like they're gonna be attracted to and want to be partners with the people that speaks to them. That's appealing to them, so I don't get it.
That's the problem with people with extreme views. Mm-hmm. Their extreme views, anything other than that view is considered
no. Even the middle ground is considered a no. Mm-hmm. Because their reviews are so extreme. If I'm like, well,
you're right.
Well, I'm black. You think I should date black people? Well, what if she's mixed? No! That means she's
only half. He's good. Okay with mixed people.
Though. He's okay with mixed people?
He's okay with mixed hoes.
But doesn't he feel, at least, he doesn't put them in the same regard as
he thinks black, that right? They did not choose
right
to be the mixed in.
The sin of their parents, he doesn't
correct. Want them to so, it. So as long as they identify as black, he's okay with it. If they reject the blackness and identify as white, like what's her name on YouTube with the Nigerian last name, he says no.
Well, Dr. Umar, you're missing out. I've never had some snow bunny coochie.
He liked snow bunnies before.
Has he slept with white bitches before?
He said, you can smash them, just don't marry them.
Really?
Yeah, don't have kids with them and don't marry them.
He said, that nigga is sexist, misogynistic, bigotist.
There you go. Yeah.
Does he have bigger tits?
He does have big tits.
Oh my God. Anyway.
He does. He's a fatso. Isn't he not?
He's a healthy, sturdy black man. Stop it.
He's a fatso.
Oh, you sound fatphobic.
All right, chat. Put a fatso in the chat if you guys think Dr. Umar is a fatso.
You know what? Before they come for us, we're gonna end it here.
Wait, really? Yes. How long have we been going for?
Yes.
We got about 4 minutes in this.
No, we don't. Because if we keep going, we're not going
to get it. We've said worse things before. Of course, guys, this is just entertainment. This is jokes. You might not find them funny, but we find them funny. So we're speaking to us,
exactly.
For us,
by us.
Fubu.
Fubitch.
Boofu.
Okay, this is it. We're done. See y'all niggas.
Boobaloo.
Oh my God.